somebody, but sometimes she acts kind of, you know, funny. And what would you call that?
I use that word, ain't it?
Hmm?
I use that hainty. I don't know what the word is, but it's hainty.
Well, what would you use any other kind of word for? You'd say.
I might say she's pretty nasty or something, kind of nasty.
Uh huh. Well, would you ever say use the word queer?
No, I don't ever use that. No, not for me.
Mm-hmm. Well, why don't you use it?
I don't know the place to use it already.
Uh-huh. Well, do you know of, do you think that word's changed meanings in recent years?
Yeah, I think so.
And does that have anything to do with why you don't use it?
Yeah, it's because I don't... Now, I can't hardly tell where to use them at, you know.
Uh-huh.
By being as far back as I was, you know, it's kind of hard for me to say where to put a word.
Uh-huh.
You know? And I don't want to put that word down and somebody look the eye, you know, jump like a skim, you know.
Uh-huh.
I'll try to make it as plain as I can.
Uh-huh. If a man is very sure of his own ways, and never wants to change, you'd say, don't be so...
Come. I know you say stupid.
If he just won't change and there's nothing you can do to make him
change.
Do something different, you'd say, don't be so... Something like a mule, you know?
Stubborn.
Mm-hmm. And what other kinds of words would you use for that?
I mean, stupid would be the word. Wouldn't it?
But you'd also say, don't be so, what, in your ways?
So, I don't say it's stupid or anything. It's so silly.
Mm.
Would silly be the word?
Well, yeah, but what, if he wouldn't change and just had the same habits all the time, you'd say, don't be so something in your ways. What word would you use there?
Yep, that's it.
Would you say, don't be so sot in your ways?
So, sot.
Sot in your ways? Or so set in your ways?
I might do it, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Well, what, would you say ornery or anything like that?
No, I wouldn't say ornery.
You just say stubborn or...
Stubborn. Mm-hmm. I'd say stubborn.
Mm-hmm. Well, if somebody you can't joke with without him losing his temper, you say, is mighty... What?
Nasty.
Mm-hmm. Well, if somebody loses his temper when the least little thing goes wrong, you'd say he's awfully...
Let's see, what do I say? I haven't got holes. I was already... Oh. I always say you might easily get mad. That is my word.
Mm-hmm.
That ring you got on me.
Well, would you say something like touchy?
Yeah, I use that sometimes.
Or irritable?
Use irritable more though.
Mm-hmm.
Mighty irritable.
Mm-hmm. If you say, I was just kidding him. I don't know. I didn't know he'd get so...
Fears, or mad, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Somebody's about to lose his temper, you tell him just... If somebody's about to lose his temper, and you didn't want him to, you wanted him to, you know...
Just hush.
You'd say just...
Stop or hush.
Or you wanted him to,